Hello everyone, Wilhelm Hast here with the podcast Winning the Game. I've been working with leadership for 25 plus years. I lost count, I say decades, and I had the privilege to work with well over 20,000 people from over 40, probably way more countries actually. And I come to see some interesting things about how human beings can access more power, clarity and certainty as they lead themselves and others. And this podcast is about sharing those principles with you. Now, there are four domains of study and insight and perspectives that reliably helps anyone to go from less powerful to more powerful. Less powerful meaning, you know, struggling from time to time, being uncertain, having one's head full of thoughts that one doesn't want, thinking about work in the evenings, being distracted, having a sense of there must be a better way to do this. The energy level is too low too often. I must be able to work with more power and more clarity and enjoy an expansion of results, but I'm not. Now, there are four distinct areas that reliably transforms the experience of life from powerless to powerful. The first area is simply making a commitment to power without knowing how, without knowing the path, without knowing exactly what power looks like for you. You can make a commitment and say, an end to this era of struggle. I'm now going to train myself to find power in my life. And power means having certainty in realizing your intentions. Power means moving from an idea to results quicker. The more power you have, the more certain you are of your ability to take an idea or an intention and make it a tangible result in life. And without this commitment in place, having made the decision to build your power, nothing really moves. That's the missing link in so many corporate trainings I've seen through the years, that people don't commit to learning, to alter their behavior and to build their power. So when a commitment is in place, it's actually quite simple, because there are only three more areas to study to reliably build your power and your results. The second area is to challenge your thinking. You can also say to build your awareness of how you function as a human being, not as an individual as much as a human being. We are all designed in the same way. It's easy to see when it comes to your body. You have a heart beating right now, otherwise you couldn't see this video. You have lungs that are breathing, picking up oxygen from the surrounding air, right? Biologically, we have a very similar design. Now, psychologically, there are also a design that is very similar for people. There are many differences too, but if you get interested in what are the common principles that governs the human experience, you start to see things. So raising your self-awareness and your understanding of how human beings function is the second area. It might sound complicated, but it's not. In the following videos here, or audios if you're listening to the podcast, I'll explain some simple perspectives that gain quick access. So you can gain quick access to being more powerful because you understand yourself better in your human design. Raising your self-awareness and understanding yourself, the second domain. The third domain is very simple. Investing your time differently. Listen to this. If you have committed to power, you understand yourself better and you start to invest your time better. Of course, you have more power and you start to see the track and the path to results. Being less distracted and more focused, spending more time with preparing, planning, reflecting, building relationships and building your power than just wasting your time with distractions and interruptions. And the last domain to study on the first shift from powerless to powerful is to start to use your tools so they empower you instead of leaving you disempowered. Is your phone really working as a tool for you, or are you getting distracted every day by your phone? If you tell the truth to yourself, how much time gets wasted for you daily because you get lost on YouTube shorts or Facebook stuff or meaningless videos that you regret seeing? How much do you get interrupted by plings and plongs and messages and mails and stuff you shouldn't even look at on your phone? To what degree does your phone disturb you versus help you? Take a look at a few other tools like the mail and the communication feeds at work in Teams and Slack and whatever. If tools work, they relieve your brain of stress and distractions. You get focused and helped by your tools. So I'll sum this up, and you look for yourself as I sum this up. Where are you weak? Where are you strong? Do you have a commitment to build your power and take action every day to build your power? If so, great. Congratulations, you are expanding your power daily and you're on a good path. If not, there are many things you could do daily, 5 minutes, 10 minutes to start build your power. Are you regularly studying things about being human and understanding yourself better? Great if you do. If not, you have a huge opportunity to start investing time to study. My podcast is one example. My educational videos at willemhaas.com is another example. You just can go online and find good things to study to discover more about what it means to be human. Investing your time. Do you have enough time for planning? Do you have enough time for reflection? Do you have enough time for yourself? Do you move into your work with a good sense of the week and the priorities clear every Monday, or are you trying to catch up even to Wednesday and Thursday? And the tools, do they work for you? Don't they work with you? So committing to power, knowing yourself, investing your time and having tools that work. When those four areas get upgraded, you move from powerless to powerful. So thanks for watching. I release new episodes most days of the week at the podcast Winning the Game. And you could also go to willemhaas.com for more content of this kind. So thanks for listening and welcome back anytime you want.